As harvested almonds go to the almond hullers and shellers, the hulls have been traditionally used as a dairy feed supplement. In fact, almond hulls are inexpensive, equal to the overall nutritional value of mid-grade alfalfa hay. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Kevin Long is General Manager of Superior Almond Hulling, based in Cantua Creek, Fresno County. Produces a lot of hulls for the dairy industry.
The hulls are really, there's one destination for them, and that's the dairies.
But dairies are hurting these last few years because of low prices, and the hulls are backing up at the huller.
And it seems like there's fewer and fewer every year, and there's more and more hulls to get into that market. I know there's other opportunities that are being discussed for, you know, moving hulls into dairies overseas or out of state, maybe looking for other uses for hulls in general, but that's still ongoing work, and right now everything is really dependent on the dairy industry, and you know, they're in a tough spot with feed prices already high from across the land, and hulls are still a pretty good, cheaper option, but you can only feed so much. And
hulls can make up about 20% of the dairy cow's diet with no negative impact.
It's not going to be a major percentage of your daily feed to your cattle, but it is a good lower price alternative to some of the other commodities that these dairies are feeding.
The Almond Board is still working on alternative uses of almond hulls into the future. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.